우리 어릴 때는 그 6.25 때인데 거의 판자집이었어요.
And when we were children, it was during the time of the Korean War, and all of the homes were very dilapidated buildings.
뭐 지붕도 거의 뭐 비닐 같은 걸 덮어서 비가 안 들어오도록 그렇게 한 거죠.
So we simply had a vinyl covering over our rooftop so that the rain wouldn't come through.
그게 우리 마을에 불이 난 겁니다.
And it was in that village where I lived when I was a child where a fire broke out.
정확치는 않으나 그 부대에서 미군 부대를 나온 휘발유 그게 폭발해서 동네를 덮었다.
And I'm not sure about the cause, but from what we heard, it was because there was a gas leak from the U.S. base near our village, and that erupted in a fire.
그때 제 나이는 네 살이었습니다.
And I was 4 years old at the time.
이제 지붕에 불이 있기 때문에 다 기어서 이렇게 나와야 되죠.
And because the fire had broken out on the rooftops of all the homes in our village, we had to crawl our way out.
이상하게도 제가 그 중학교 때 이제 그때 전기 없으니까 이 불을 켜놓고 밤 늦게 공부하다가 우리 집에 불났어요.
And when I was in middle school, we didn't have a lot of good electric generation, and so I had a candle lit, and I was studying, and then another fire broke out.
또 이제 뭐 대학원을 다니고 있을 때인데 그 미국 문화원에 공부하러 이렇게 미국 문화를 공부하기 위해서 들어갔어요.
And this is also when I was in graduate school. I was frequenting the U.S. Cultural Center there so that I could go and study U.S. culture.
그 등록 다 하고 이제 가방 맡기고 들어가야 돼요.
And so you actually, when you register, have to keep all your belongings downstairs, and you have to go in to the building.
그래서 이제 그 뭐 그 영어로만 거기 나오기 때문에 그 문화에 대한 공부를 하는데. 꽝 하는 거예요, 밖에서 이게.
All the classes are conducted in English, and we were learning about American culture when we heard a great explosion outside.
야, 차 하는 순간에, 이게 어떻게 되지? 하는 순간 내가 나가는 길에 불이 꽉 쌓이는 거예요.
And in that split second, I was consumed with thoughts of what I need to do next because I looked at the path I needed to take to exit the building, and it was filled with flames.
나가는 길은 그 길밖에 없단 말이에요. 그러니까 그 길에 이제 불이 붙은 거예요.
That was the only pathway out, but there were flames that had bursted out all over that area.
누가 이제 휘발유 붓고 이제 불 붙였는데 안에는 사람만 있단 말이에요.
And somebody had actually poured gasoline and they had lit it on fire, but there were so many people inside the building at the time.
근데 순간적으로 제가 이렇게 이리는 나가기 힘들구나 해서 2층으로 올라간 겁니다.
And it was at that very incident I thought to myself, it's very hard for me to come out of the building this way, and so I went up to the second floor of the building.
다행스럽게 이제 2층을 가니까 문이 열리고 또 2층에서 밖으로 나가는 계단도 있어요. 그걸 나온 거죠.
And thankfully there were no flames there, and there was also another door where you could exit out of the building from the second story.
그리고 그것 때문에 제가 좀 고생했어요.
But there was a lot of trouble that ensued after that.
다 갇혀 있었는데 어째서 당신만 뒷문으로 나갔냐?
They were asking. Everybody else was engulfed in the fire. They were surrounded by these flames. How is it that you alone made your way out that door?
경찰이 의심을 해가지고 수업하는데 찾아와서 자꾸 물어봐요.
And so there was so much suspicion around this, around the fact that I had escaped. They continued to question me about it.
기름통을 발견했는데 기름통 보자기가 어느 교회 임직식 보자기였다.
And they found the gasoline tank, and that actual that storage container was contained inside of a bag that had been used for a church appointment ceremony.
당신 가방을 조사해 보니까 지금 대학원을 공부하고 있는 학생이다.
And we searched your belongings, and we discovered that you are a graduate student.
그런 등등 물어보는 겁니다. 굉장히 답답해서 설명해도 잘. 대화가 안 되죠.
And so because there was so much suspicion, they continued to question me. No matter how many of their questions I answered, we were not able to have a good conversation together.
어저께서는 내가 우리 아들이 유치원생인데 그때 우리 아들 보고 야 아빠가 좀 어려우니까 너도 같이 기도해라 이렇게 기도 부탁을 했어요.
And things were very difficult at the time, so that I even asked my son, who was in kindergarten at the time, to pray for me.
며칠 고생했는데. 버스 타고 학교 가는 중에 뉴스 나오더라고요.
And so there were a lot of very, very high-level investigations at the time. I was on the bus on my way somewhere when I heard the news.
그 방화한 범인이 잡혔다.
That the authorities had captured the arsonist.
사람이 잠시지만은 그 오해를 받는 것도 힘들고요. 불 그게 힘들어요.
And even if it's for a very short time, for you to be under suspicion, for you to have to escape from fire, these are all very difficult circumstances.
우리 교회 렘넌트로 살아가지고 참 이렇게 잘 모델로 살고 있는 우리 렘넌트 허심양이가 제게 책을 한 개 선물했어요. 이게.
And so there's a remnant by the name of Hoshim Yang who actually grew up as a remnant in our church, and this remnant gave me a book they had written.
본인이 쓴 책이요.
A book they had written, they had authored.
뭐 쉽게 말하면 트라우마에 관한 책을 썼어요.
And it's a book regarding trauma.
아, 잘 썼어요.
It was very well written.
그래서 내가 우리 RLS, RGS 학생 한 명씩 주라고 이렇게 부탁도 했습니다.
And so I actually requested the student to Hoshim Yang to actually give that book over to the RLS and RGS students as well.
이게 왜 그런 거면요. 지금 제가 어느 나라를 가든 어느 호텔 가든 그 불이 나면 어디로 나가지 그거 살펴요.
And this concept of trauma really resonates with me because even now when I go somewhere and I go to a hotel, I always look at the fire escape plan first.
뭐 큰 어려움 안 당했는데도 그 불에 대한 트라우마가 있는 거죠.
Even though I didn't suffer very much from the fire, still I have that kind of trauma regarding fires.
그래서 거기 대한 글들을 쓴 거예요. 잘 썼어요. 이게.
And so she wrote a book about that trauma.
우리나라에 말이죠. 5.18 때 말이죠. 막 거기서 같이 있던 친구들이 막 죽는 거. 이런 사건이 터질 거 아니에요. 그 트라우마가 남아있는 거죠.
We also have the May 18th Gwangju uprisings where a lot of the democracy movements were taking place within our country. People saw their own colleagues, their own fellow students being killed. And so that remains as a trauma as well.
우리 렘넌트 한 명은 그 착실한 렘넌트인데 천안함에서 그 군인을 있었는데 그 북한에 쏜 거기에 쏴. 그래서 죽었죠.
We also had another very devout remnant as well. They were on board the Cheonan naval fleet when the North Koreans bombed it, and he perished in that.
그 친구가 그 배 안에서 쓰던 그 유품, 뭐 기도 수첩 이런 거를 엄마가 보여주는데 참 마음 안 됐더라고요.
And my heart was very filled with very much anguish when I saw all his belongings. His mother had brought to me the prayer journal that he had been using on board the Cheonan.
이번에도 아마 뭐 이태원 그 사건의 그 가족들은 굉장히 트라우마 클 겁니다.
And I'm sure the same goes for many of the families of the surviving families of the people, the victims of the Itaewon accident most recently.
그런데 지구상에 가장 충격적인 사건이 생겼는데 그게 오늘 기록돼 있는 내용입니다.
But a most traumatic experience. The most traumatic of all in all the world occurred, and we see that in today's passage.
예수님을 지금 이제 심문하고 십자가에 못 박는 겁니다.
We see this is a scene where Jesus is being questioned and is leading up to his crucifixion.
실제로 있었던 역사적 사건입니다.
This is a historical fact and a historical incident that arose.
그래서 여러분이 오늘 두 가지를 큰 거 가지고 와야 되는데 첫 번째 것이 우리가 이 세상에 막 강한 바람처럼 불어오는 세상이 거의 거짓말이다. 두려워하지 마라.
And through today's passage, there are two things you must carry with you. The first one being that when you go out into the world, so many storms assail us. But all of that is a facade.
속지 마라.
So you must not fear.
워낙 강한 바람이니까 뭐 강하게 보이지만 속지 마라.
Do not be deceived by the great billows of wind that blow your way, by the storms that come your way.
뭐 결론부터 내리자면 누가 이겼습니까?
So you come to the conclusion first, and we have to ask ourselves a question: Who won? Who prevailed?
예수님이 이겼습니다.
It was Jesus.
우리는 너무 강한 바람 부는데요, 속기 쉬워요.
But in the face of such strong winds, we are easily deceived.
여러분 속지 말고 3일만 기도해도 역사 납니다. 이번 주간에 한번 체험해 보시기.
Do not be deceived. Even if you just pray for 3 days, the works will arise. Experience this for yourself this week.
그 다른 그 생각 다 버리고 진짜 기도를 한 3일만 해보시죠.
Cast off all the other thoughts that you're consumed with and just enter into prayer for 3 days.
나는 옛날에 내 친구 자랑 늘 합니다만 그 친구 기도는 친구는 아닙니다만 나이 어려요. 그냥 친구라고 생각하거든요.
I often boast about this friend. Perhaps I shouldn't even refer to him as a friend because he's younger than I am, but I think of him as a friend.
목사님 제가 지난 새해는 금식 기도를 좀 했습니다.
And he said to me in the past, you know, Pastor, I'm entering into the new year, and so I began fasting prayer.
무슨 일이냐 무리가 없다고 하더라고요.
I asked him, is there something troubling you?
He said no. 그래도 왜 했냐 물었어요.
And I asked him, why did you have a fasting prayer?
내가 신앙이 그 중에 집사인데 집사보다 못하지. 아니 금식인 거 보고 왜 했냐, 뭔 일이냐 내가 물었다니까요.
He was a deacon and I was a pastor at the time, but my faith was less than him. I was asking him, is something troubling you? Is that why you're entering into fasting prayer?
아무 일이 없습니다 하더라고.
He said, no, nothing's wrong.
아 그래, 근데 왜 했어 내가 그랬어.
And I asked him, why did you fast?
탁 돌아가면서 한 얘기요.
It was as he was turning around that he said to me,
제가 요즘 너무 동기가 많았어요 하더라고.
He said, I'm filled with so much ulterior motives these days.
그래서 며칠 금식했습니다.
So I fasted for a few days, he said.
배울 게 많아요.
There was much to learn from him.
나는 그때 부목사고 그 사람 집사님인데 그래요. 그래서
I was an associate pastor at the time. He was a deacon, but I thought, oh, I see.
그래, 뭐라고 기도했는데 내가 물어봤어요.
I asked him, what did you pray?
하나님, 제가 너무 요즘 동기가 많습니다.
He said he prayed, God, I'm filled with so many motives these days.
용서해 주십시오. 그렇게.
Please forgive me.
제 사업 잘 되게 해주신 거 감사합니다.
Thank you for giving me so much success in my business.
그러나 안 되게 해주셔도 됩니다.
But even if I don't have great success, it's all right. 네,
그것 때문에 동기가 생기는 것 같습니다.
I think it's because of that success that I'm experiencing that I'm filled with so much
motive. 나를 망하게 하든 흥하게 하든 하나님이 하시면 됩니다.
Whether I prosper or whether I fail, all of that is in your hands, Lord.
나는 하나님의 자녀입니다.
I am your child, Lord.
그러면서 금식 끝나고 그 죽을 주어서 먹었대요.
And after he fasted, he had a little bit of porridge.
그 죽에 눈물이 떨어져서 힘들었다라.
And he said it was so hard for him to eat the porridge because just drops of tear continued to fall into his food.
짧은 얘기입니다.
It's just a very short anecdote.
저는 그 집사님의 짧은 얘기에 수백 편의 설교보다 더 은혜 받았어요.
But in that short conversation that I shared with that deacon, I received far more grace than hundreds, countless of sermons.
그래 기도하면 역사를 납니다.
If you pray that way, the works will 그렇죠. arise.
왜 진짜 하나님 믿는 거거든요.
Why? Because that is a profession of true and genuine faith before God.
오늘 여러분 크게 붙잡고 와야 될 거는 자꾸 세상 거 속지 말고 진짜 거 붙잡아야 되는데 속지 말아 왜 이유를부터 먼저 보겠습니다.
That's the first thing we must hold on to today. As many of these things come and confront us, you must not be deceived. There's a reason for that. We must hold on to it.
오늘 상황을 보자 말이요. 유대인들은 유대인 지도자들이 사실은 복음이 없어요.
Let's look at the context in which today's passage was unfolding. These Jewish leaders had no faith.
자기들 위치가 워낙 좋기 때문에 성공한 사람이라고 보고 모델이라고 생각을 합니다.
Because they had such lofty positions and good stature in life, they thought they had succeeded.
원죄도 몰라요.
They don't know about the original sin.
제가 볼 때는 무식군인데 자기들은 성공했나보다 원죄가 뭔지도 모릅니다.
So from my perspective, they're failed individuals, but from their own perspective, they're successful, but they don't even know what the original sin is.
그럼 이 사람들은 늘 자범죄 얘기, 자범죄 그걸 다 지키면 구원받는다는 거예요.
So they only speak about the subsequent consequential sins that unfold from the original sin.
제가 볼 때 참 못 배운 사람이거든요.
From my perspective, they're very unlearned.
이 사람들이 예수님을 지금 조롱을 하는 겁니다.
And these are the individuals who are berating Jesus right now.
제가 볼 때는 사탄이 뭔가도 몰라요.
And from my perspective, it appears they don't even know what Satan is.
사탄이 모르니까 영적 세계 당연히 모르죠.
Because they don't know Satan, rightfully so, they don't know about the spiritual realms.
그래서 그 지도자들은 무속인 수준도 안 되는 그런 사람들이에요.
And because they're devoid of spiritual knowledge, they're not even at the level of these fortune tellers or shamans.
3년 동안에 예수님 메시지를 듣고요, 미워하기 시작해요.
For 3 years, they heard the sermons given by Jesus, and they began to
왜냐?
abhor him.
자기들이 하는 게 다 틀린 거예요.
Why? Because according to those sermons, everything they were doing was wrong.
이거는 지금 틀린 정도가 아니고 망하는 겁니다.
But it's not even about right or wrong. It's about destruction.
그리고 이 사람들은 예수님 미워했어요.
And these people abhorred Jesus.
오늘 본문 읽어보셨죠?
You read the passage together with
us. 미움 정도가 아닙니다. 광기를 바라는 거예요.
It wasn't just hatred. They had strict very severe enmity with Jesus.
이게 세상입니다.
This is the world.
감당이 됩니까? 사람을 어떻게 해야 되게 잘할까 바로 할까 아니고 미워하는 거.
This is the state of the world. They're not trying to see how they can do goodwill upon others. It's about that hatred that they have, the enmity that they feel towards this individual.
여러분 속에 미움은요, 그건 반드시 허감의 영입니다.
If you have hatred inside of you, that is absolutely the result of the working of the forces of darkness.
에베소서 4장 27절, 그 미움이란 걸 화를 내고 그 틈을 마귀는 탄다고 돼 있습니다.
Ephesians 4:27, that hatred that we feel, that wrath, that's the gap that Satan employs and uses. That's what the Bible tells us.
막 분노를 일으키는 거예요.
And you get so infuriated and enraged more than you can even imagine.
여러분 영적인 게 부딪히면요, 광기를 바랍니다. 막 광기를 바라서 막 예수를 죽이라고 막 하는 거예요.
And when it comes to these spiritual matters, people become so infuriated that they become almost crazed.
그 중요한 거는 십자가에 못 박아라.
And what's even more important is that now they're calling for Jesus to be crucified upon the cross.
그 중요한 의미가 있어요.
This is very meaningful too.
특별한 그 죄를 지었을 때 그냥 유대인들이 증인 세우고 돌로 칩니다.
And if you have 그렇죠? committed some sort of crime, then you have a witness. The Jewish people would usually have a witness, and they would stone that individual to death.
단 법에 흉악범일 경우. 흉악범일 경우에는 십자가 처형하는데 그때는 로마의 허락을 받아라.
But in accordance with the law, if an atrocious crime has been committed, then the criminal would face death upon the cross, but he would have to receive permission from Rome.
그렇게 법에 정해져 있어요.
That's what's decreed by law.
그러니까 이제 빌라도 총독에게 와서 예수님 십자가 처형하라 이거란 말이에요.
And that's why they came before Pilate, calling for Jesus to be crucified upon the cross.
그럼 막 광기를 발해야죠.
And they were so crazed by this, consumed by this desire.
예수님은 대연하셨습니다.
But Jesus was completely mild-mannered.
그게 중요해요.
That's important.
예, 막 죽이라고 막 광기를 발 막 난리가 났어요.
It was an uproar calling for his crucifixion.
빌라도에도 조금 봐야 되겠습니다.
Now we need to look at Pilate as well.
빌라도는 이 고소가 허위 고소이고 무죄라는 것을 알고 있었어요.
Pilate knew that Jesus was blameless, that he was innocent because this was a false accusation.
이 판사가 이 사람 낼 죄를 찾지 못하겠다 하는 걸 세 번 얘기했어요.
And we see that Pilate says three times, I have found no guilt in him.
근데 이 빌라도는 애매한 태도를 했어요.
And we see that Pilate, he takes on a very
야, 나는 죄를 못 찾겠다.
A wishy-washy approach. He says,
"I
can't find no fault in him."
말까?
But now they're calling for Jesus'
death. 그건 너희들이 알아서 해라.
And he says, "Then you do as you please."
유월절 되면 한 명 살려주는데 이때 내보내고 아니다. 바라바를 내보내고 저 사람 십자가 처형해야 된다.
Pilate says, "You know, we have a custom that I should release one man for you at the Passover. Do you want me to release Jesus?" And they cry out, saying, "No, not this man, but Barabbas."
빌라도 앞에서요.
They say this before Pilate.
빌라도는 이런 일이 기록에 보면 네 번 있었어요.
If you look in the records, this happened four times before Pilate.
총독으로 부임해 왔을 때에 로마 황제의 흉상을 놓고 지금 제사를 지내는 거죠.
And so he came as a governor, and we see that they would erect a statue of the Roman emperor, and they would bow before it, be reverent before it.
유대인들이 극렬히 반대를 한 거예요.
But the Jewish people were up in opposition against this.
그걸 좀 안정시키면 되는데 극렬히 반대하니까 결국은 로마 황제가 신인데 거기에 경배하는 것을 안 한 거예요.
And so there was such opposition against this. Instead of trying to appease the people, they just let it slide. And that's why, in the end, they went against this worship before this shrine of the Roman emperor, though he was considered a deity at the time.
근데 두 번째 또 사건이 있었어요.
But there was a second incident that arose.
이 예루살렘과 이스라엘에 식수 문제가 생긴 겁니다.
And there was a problem with the drinking water in this region.
그래서 이 산에서는 물 댐을 만들고 해야 되겠죠.
So they needed to have an irrigation system, a dam that was constructed there to bring in the water.
거기에서 로마에서 돈 안 주니까 이 빌라도 총독이 이런 지시를 내렸어요.
But because the Roman emperor would not give the funds for the construction of that dam, this is the kind of instruction that Pilate gave at the time.
예루살렘 성전 안에 헌금 많이 모여 있지 않냐? 그걸 해라.
Don't you have a lot of offering gathered at the Jerusalem temple? Let's use those funds to construct this dam.
그러니까 지금 말도 안 되는 소리에서 헌금을 함부로 쓰는 거 아니더만 대폭동이 일어난 거예요.
And so there was a great riot that broke out because these believers were saying, how can we use the offering for such a purpose?
거기다가 말이야 막 뭐 막 죽음 살인 사건이 터지고 난리 났잖아요. 그러다가 또 손들은 거예요.
And so there were killings that took place as a result of those riots and protests, and again, Rome surrendered.
예수님 당시 그 뒤에도 또 있었어요. 그런데 예수님 당시에 이제 쉽게 말하면 유대인들에서 막 고함 지르니까 또 그런 거예요.
And such an incident also rose after Jesus. And we see that because the Jewish people were clamoring for their own views to be implemented, again, Rome surrendered.
뭐 이게 정치인 아니겠습니까?
But as you know, this is how politics works.
이게 다 지도자들 아니겠습니까?
And this is the plight of all
그렇죠?
leaders, in fact.
아, 여론이 막 그러면
If there's discontent in the public consensus and opinion, then what
그래서
can
어떤
they
사람
do?
막 선동 정치하고.
And that's where there are some people who try to agitate
뭐,
왜냐,
that,
agitate
되니까.
The public, because with that they can bring about the what the results that they desire.
그래서 다 망하고 후대는 영적 문제 다 온 거예요.
But as a result of that, they all perish, fall to destruction, and their posterity
그,
faces great calamity.
속지 마셔야 됩니다.
You must not be deceived.
빌라도는 그 이후에 그 기록에 보면 다시는 공직에 못 나는 지금은 잘리는 사람 되었어요.
If you look in the records, we see that Pilate later on is removed from his post because he no longer can carry out public official duty.
우리 렘넌트는 이런 세상 속에 살고 있습니다.
This is the kind of world that our remnants are living in.
또 하나 살펴볼 게 있어요.
Another fact that we must consider as well.
문제는 백성들입니다.
The problem is the people.
지도자도 중요하고 뭐 공무원도 중요하지만은 문제는 백성이에요.
The leaders and the civil servants are also very important, but the public, the people are also a problem.
이 백성이 여론만 듣고
Because these people make
소문만 듣고
this kind of consensus and rumors.
막 불같이 일어나서 말이죠. 예수 십자가에 못 박아라.
They rise up together and with the force of their massive power, they call for the crucifixion of Jesus.
예, 그런 막 놀라운 일이 막 일어난 거예요.
And so these kinds of astounding things are arising.
여론이면 된다 생각하면 막 그렇게 한 거죠.
They say with public consensus on our side, we can have anything take place.
그래서 이 빌라도는 자기 직책을 유지하기 위하여 예수 그리스도가 죄가 없음을 알면서 무시무시한 사형틀에 사형받도록 내준 겁니다.
And because of that, we see Pilate, even though he knew that Jesus, there was no guilt in Jesus, that he was found blameless still, because he wanted to maintain his current position, he condemned him to death on the cross, an atrocious death.
그때의 예수님의 모습은 굉장히 깨끗하면서 위엄이 있었습니다.
But at that time, Jesus was very dignified and he was very pure in image.
오히려 빌라도가 두려웠잖아요.
Because in fact, Pilate was afraid before Jesus, even though he was the one.
뭐 어디서 왔냐 묻기도 하고.
He was asking,
무슨 죄를 지었냐 묻기도 하고.
He kept asking him, saying, "What did you do wrong? What is
the
sentence?"
거짓말했으니까 당신 유대인의 왕이냐 묻기도 하고.
He says, "What is your crime? Are you the king of Jews?"
이 유대인들은 교활하게요 거짓말까지 했어요.
We see that the Jewish people, in order to try to bring death to Jesus, even lied.
폭동만 일으킨 게 아니요.
It's not just a riot that.
예수님 그런 말 하신 적이 없어. 이 사람이 자기가 왕이라고 한다 왕. 그러니까 이거 처형했던데요.
Jesus never spoke such words, but instead they lie and slander him, saying because he says that he is a king of Jews, he must be crucified.
거짓말까지 아부하는 말까지 합니다.
They lie and they also.
유대인 그때 뭐라고 말한지 압니까?
Pilate saying what?
우리의 왕은 가이사 황제밖에 없습니다. 이러더라고.
They try to appease the Roman officials by saying the only king that we have is the Roman emperor himself.
아니 유대인이 우리의 왕은 여호와 하나님입니다. 이래야지.
The Jewish people should instead profess the only king we have is Jehovah God.
아부까지 하면서 이걸 죽여달라 이거야.
But now they're sweet talking the Roman authorities, trying to bring the result that they want to
여러분,
fruition.
사람을 존중하고 사랑하고. 도와야 됩니다.
We must respect, love, and help others.
사람의 말을 믿고 산다는 것은 여러분은 실패하기 이전에 이미 실패했습니다.
But if you place your trust in the words of others before you have actually experienced failure, you've already failed.
흔들리지 마시고 반드시 진리는 오기 때문에 언약을 딱 잡으셔야 돼요.
Do not be shaken. The truth will absolutely prevail. So hold on to the covenant.
예수님은 태연하셨습니다.
And Jesus, we see, was completely mild.
특히 요한복음 12장 32절에 내가 십자가에 달리면 모든 사람이 이끌 것이다.
And we see that he was completely peace at peace before all these things that were happening. John 12:3, he speaks about his ensuing death and what will happen to the people as a result of his death.
자, 오늘 여러분이 지금부터 정말 그리스도라는 단어가 무슨 단어냐?
Starting today, you must think to yourself, what does this word Christ really mean?
그리스도를 통해서 성삼위 하나님 임하는 비밀이 어디에 임하느냐?
And this mystery of the triune God coming upon us through this name of Christ, to whom does it come upon?
아니, 보좌의 축복이 어디에 먼저 임하느냐?
And the blessing of the throne, where does it come upon for the very first time?
그럼 이 악하고 거짓말하고 패거리 짜고 여론이 많은 이거를 어떻게 이기느냐?
And these people are so wicked, malicious, with their evil intent, they come together in groups and protest and riot. How can we overcome that?
이 기도 시작하세요.
Begin this prayer.
여러분이 만약에 이 기도를 정시로 시작하신다면 반드시 여러분 시대에 승리합니다.
And if you pray scheduled prayer with this prayer, you absolutely prevail in this age. So you must begin this.
조금 더 도움 드리고 싶은 거는요. 모슬렘이 틀린 걸 갖고 하루에 세 번씩 기도해서 지구 3분의 1 장악했습니다.
To give an example of this, the sheer power of prayer, we see that the Muslims, with the incorrect content, they pray three times a day, and with that, they've conquered over much of the world.
사탄 섬긴다는 3단체가 특히 프리메이션 뉴에지가요. 정식기도 해서 이 사람들은 세계 지금 장악했습니다.
The Freemasons and we see the New Agers, part of the three organization, with this kind of prayer, with the power of that, they've been able to conquer much of the world.
여러분 이제 눈 떼야 됩니다.
So you need to open your eyes to see this threat.
여러분들이 가장 크다고 생각하는 그들이 그를 가지고 장악하고 있습니다.
It is through those means that they're conquering the world.
프리메이션은 매일같이 저녁에 모여서 기도합니다.
The Freemasons gather every night.
어른들이요.
These adults.
여러분이 이 언약을 정확하게 누리는 언약을 하루에 한 번, 두 번, 세 번이라도 누리기 시작한다면 반드시 변화가 일어나요.
If you begin to enjoy this accurate covenant once, twice, three times a day, absolutely the works will begin
약속합니다.
to arise. I promise you.
이 어마어마한 사건을 안 믿는다는 것은 정말 이거는요 보통 문제가 아니에요.
If you don't believe this amazing fact that's happening, then it's not your average problem.
유대인이 이 어마어마한 복음 받고 반대했으니까 당연히 저주받아요.
The Jewish people received this amazing gospel, and yet they still opposed. And of course, rightfully so, they must receive those curses.
우리 마을에 교회가 생겨서 복음이 들어왔는데 저는 이 복음을 알지 못했어요.
In my village, a church was built, and the gospel began to come in, but I didn't know the gospel at the time.
정말입니다.
Really, I didn't know.
저는 재미가 없더라고요.
It wasn't fun for me.
하나님이 저를 모든 걸 안 되게 만들었어요.
But God made it so that nothing worked for me.
진짜입니다. 저를 아는 사람들은 압니다. 저는 공부 잘했거든요.
Those who knew me in the past, they know how well I studied. I was very studious.
좀 체질이 2등하면 기분 나쁜 사람입니다.
By nature, I didn't like being second place in anything.
혼자서 밤새 공부하다가 집에 불나고 이랬어요.
That's why that fire broke out in our home because I was studying all night by candlelight.
하나님이요, 저의 모든 걸 다 막아버린 거예요.
But God blocked everything from happening for me.
계획이 있는 거죠.
Because he had a plan.
왜 그 마을에서 복음을 제일 먼저 받아놓고 복음 못 누리냐 이거예요.
Why is it that you were the very first one to receive the gospel in that village and yet you do not know how to enjoy this gospel?
아, 제가 그걸 한 20대 내에 깨달았다니까요.
I realized this only 20 or so years afterwards.
야, 그때부터 목사가 되느냐 안 되느냐 이게 중요한 게 아니잖아요.
From that point on, it was not a matter of deciding whether I wanted to become pastor or not.
저는 제 눈에 어릴 때 훤하게 저주가 뭔지 복이 뭔지 이게 보이는 거예요.
When I was young, it was so all too clear for me before my eyes what curses were and what blessings were.
그래서 가만히 있을 수가 없어서 자꾸 말하게 된 거죠.
And that's why I couldn't sit still. I had to go out and speak about it.
여러분, 진짜입니다. 지금부터 응답도 생각하지 말고 생각하지 마라 이 말은 다른 동기는 얻지 말고 진짜 이 기도를 정식기도 시작하세요.
Starting now, don't even consider the answers that will follow. What I mean by that is, don't be filled with ulterior motives. Really hold on to the covenant and begin this prayer.
제가 금식기도 뭐 40일 기도할 때도요. 처음 뭐 달라. 나중에 하나님 저는 그거 필요 없습니다.
There was a time I did fasting prayer for about 40 days and at the beginning of the prayer I continued to pray for this and that before God. Afterwards, none of that mattered.
복음 전할 수 있는 교회로 인도해 주십시오.
Lord, send me to a church where I can preach the
gospel. 그게 제 기도였습니다.
That was my prayer.
하나님 그렇게 하셨습니다.
And that's exactly how God answered me.
저보다 훌륭한 사람 많습니다. 그건 다 다른 일이고 저는 하나님 그 응답 주셨어요.
There are far more renowned individuals than me. That's a separate matter. God gave me that answer.
자, 오늘 길게 말할 시간이 없습니다. 핵을 잡으셔야 돼요. 속지 마시라. 그 다음에 지금부터 정말로 그리스도를 통한 성삼위 하나님의 보좌의 축복과 신의 바꾸는 축복을 정식기도로 누리시라.
And so do not be deceived. We don't have a lot of time to speak of this at length. Starting today, really enter into scheduled prayer to enjoy through Christ the blessing of the triune God, the blessings of the throne, and the blessings that change this age.
간단히 본론 말씀드리겠습니다. 이유 세 가지입니다.
There are three reasons for this, and I'll speak of this very concisely in the main message.
첫째입니다.
First,
복음은 절대 바뀌지 않습니다.
The gospel will never change.
그러니까 저는 앞으로 이 말하면 미안한데요, 전 세계교회 문 닫을 거거든요. 준비해야 됩니다.
And I'm sorry to say this, but going
정말
forward,
미안합니다.
All the churches of the world begin to close their doors. I'm sorry to say this, but that's what will happen. So we must prepare for that in the future.
다행스럽게 지난 주간에 어느 교단에서 한국 세계교회 줄고 있다. 설교 바꾸자. 그리스도 중심으로 설교해야 된다라는 게 나왔더라고요. 진짜 내가 아멘했어요. 뭐.
And fortunately, a few weeks ago, I saw
우리 교단 아닌데 뭐 했더라.
They were saying all the churches of the world and of
Korea
are shrinking in numbers.
So
we must change
our
sermons. We must become Christ-centered. And I said amen as well.
이 말을 어떻게 알아듣겠어요?
How can people understand these words? And we see that they were chastising and scoffing at Jesus. And they were ridiculing Jesus. I'll speak of this more than the second service today.
참 애들 말로 죽는 줄 모르고.
They don't even know that they're about to face death.
절대 여러분 간단합니다.
It's very simple.
복음은 절대 없어지지 않습니다.
The gospel will never disappear.
간단히 얘기하겠습니다.
Simply I'll speak of this.
복음을 주었는데 놓치니까 하나님은 일곱 번의 재앙을 이스라엘에 쏟아부은 거예요.
God gave Israel the gospel because they lost hold of
그렇죠?
it. He poured down seven disasters upon them.
소수의 복음 가진 사람 렘 통해서 해방됐어요.
And they were liberated from that through a small minority of remnants who discovered this.
그러면 더 큰 증거, 강대국은 잘 됐냐? 다 망했어요.
The greater evidence then that the strong nations prevail? No, they were destroyed as well.
여기에 주인이 서신 겁니다.
And now the Lord over all is standing.
그 주인을 지금 말하면 거지들이 신문하는 겁니다.
And we see that these penniless beggars, these pathetic creatures are standing before the Lord.
참된 왕을 말하자면 아무것도 아닌 이 범죄자들이 신문하는 거예요 지금.
Before the true king, and they're questioning him instead.
누가 이기겠습니까?
Who will prevail?
이 언약을 전달하는 이유는 이 메시지를 듣는 여러분이 주역이다 말이에요.
The reason why I convey this covenant is because all of you listening to this message right now, you are the main figures of this.
동기도 갖지 말고 해보세요.
There's no need for those motives.
왜냐? 나보다 하나님 주시는 게 더 크니까.
Why? Because more than what we can search out for ourselves, what God gives to us is even greater.
아시니까.
Because more than what I know, God knows far 네. much, much more.
나의 미래를 책임질 수 있는 참된 힘은 하나님이시니까.
The true power 해보세요. Of governing over my future lies with God.
두 번째입니다.
Second,
꼭 기억해야 돼요.
You must remember this.
그리스도의 복음만 없어지지 않고 그리스도의 능력은 지금도 바뀌지 않습니다.
It's not just the gospel of Christ.
이걸 체험해라니까요.
Christ is unchanging even now. You must experience this.
여러분의 과거 문제 해결해야 돼요. 영세전 그리스도.
You must solve your past problems. We see Christ from before the time of creation.
여러분 오늘의 문제 해결할 수 있습니다. 성육신하신 그리스도.
You can solve your problems of today. He is the Christ who came.
지금 그 이름으로 기도하면 응답 옵니다. 부활하신 그리스도.
And if you pray in His name, even now you can receive your answer. He is the resurrected Lord Jesus.
우리의 미래 문제 보장받을 수 있습니다.
We can receive the guarantee of our future.
재림으로 서실 그리스도.
He is the Lord who will stand as the Lord of the Advent.
우리는 영원한 것 보장받을 수 있습니다.
We can receive the guarantee of the eternal things.
제일 마지막 때 모두 부활해서.
Because in the end times,
지옥 아니면 천국 갑니다.
All will be resurrected, and then you'll go to even either heaven or hell.
거기에 심판주.
He is the Lord of the
Judgment. 기준이 뭔 거니깐요. 그리스도 아느냐 모르느냐.
What is the standard
기준이에요.
then? Whether you know Christ or not.
기준이 그겁니다.
That's the standard.
그리스도 아느냐 모르냐?
Do you know Christ or not?
그래서 성경 자주 이 성경 나는 늘 모른다 이런 설명들 나오잖아요.
And we see that explanation in the Bible. He says, the Lord says, I do not know you.
찬송해 보면은 주여 주여 날 부르소서 죄인 오라 하실 때 날 부르소서라는 찬송이 있잖아요.
We even have a hymn where we sing, Lord, when you call the sinners to you, please call me with them.
그 이제 약간 영어에 보면은 잘 알겠지만은 마지막 때 나를 지나치지 마소서.
And in the English version it says, do not pass me by.
Pass me not이라고 돼요. 지나치지 마소서.
So pass me not, do not pass me by.
그 말은 기준이 그리스도예요.
Because what the standard is Christ.
더 중요한 건 마지막 세 번째입니다.
The most important part is number three.
나는 진리의 왕이다 그랬어요.
He says, I am the king of truth.
진리는 바뀌지 않습니다.
The truth does not change.
무슨 진리입니까?
What kind of truth is it?
반드시 놓치기, 예수님이 세계 진리를 말합니다.
We see the people lose hold of this, but you must not.
여러분 이 놓치면 안 돼요.
You must not lose hold of it.
에베소 2장에 죄와 허물로 죽었던 너희를 살리셨도다.
Ephesians 2 says he has delivered us from sin as we were inside of our sins and transgressions. What does that mean?
여러분의 과거 운명 이거 절대 바뀌지 않습니다. 그걸 끝냈다는 거예요.
Your past, your fate will never change, but that is what he has brought to an end.
안 바뀝니다.
It cannot change.
못 놓는다니까요. 바뀌질 않아요.
We can't let it go. Why? Because it doesn't change.
내가 젊은 아이들에게 물었습니다.
I asked young children.
젊은 아이들 물었더니 제일 애로사항이 뭐냐?
And so I asked these young students, what's most important?
일하고 싶대요. 뭐냐? 제일 위에 있는 위에 사람들이 안 바뀐대요. 그렇겠지.
And what they say is most difficult for them as they live their lives in society is that they're
제일 많이 나 공통적으로 많이 나왔어요.
They're seniors, they're employers, they just don't change.
또 제게는 이제 뭐 여론 같은 거 쫙 조선 자료를 계속 보내주는 제자도 있어요. 참고돼요. 많이 보내주시죠.
A lot of my disciples take
통계 같은 거
these kinds of polls and they take the statistics and they send it to me. I can reference that.
직장 제일 어려운 게 뭐냐? 동료 아니에요.
And when they go to the workplace, what's most difficult? That's not their
colleagues. 이 직장을 제일 어려웠더니 일 아닙니다.
It's not the workload that's difficult for them.
이 사람.
It's their bosses.
힘들다고 했어요.
They say because 왜? Of them it's hard. Why?
안 바뀐다. 이렇게.
Because they don't change.
그렇겠죠.
But of course not.
우리 옛날은 안 바뀝니다.
Those things just don't
그래서
change.
그리스도께서 저주받을 수밖에 없는 대대의 저주받은 과거를 끝내버렸다.
And that's why Christ brought an end to our past.
그 주인입니다.
The past where we have no choice but to receive Christ.
우리는 그 응답의 주역입니다. 확실히
that,
믿으셔야 돼요.
And we are the main figures so that you must have firm faith regarding.
이 사단은
that.
여러분의 과거 감은 계속 끌고 들어옵니다. 속지 마셔.
Satan will continue to use your past and your family line to try to deceive you. Do not be deceived by that.
어려움 당하는 분들 계십니까? 준비 시간입니다.
Are the people facing difficulties? This is a time of preparation for you.
어려움 당하는 교회 있습니까? 걱정하지 마세요. 진짜 그를 준비하는 시간입니다.
Are there churches facing difficulties? Do not be worried at all. It's a time for you to receive and prepare the most genuine things of all.
에베소 2장 2절.
Ephesians 2:2.
공중 권세 잡은 자를 따랐다. 지금. 그렇죠?
That until now we follow the one, the prince of the kingdom of the air. What does that mean?
과거만 끝낸 게 아니요.
It's not just the past that has been
지금
solved.
여러분 가는 곳에 모든 흑암 세계를 끝내고 여러분을 건지셨다 그 말이요.
Wherever you go, all the forces of darkness have already been destroyed, and he has delivered you from inside of
it. 그리고 뭡니까? 에베소 2장 2절. 나중에 하늘에 앉히시니 그렇죠.
And we see in Ephesians 2:6 that he will then seat us on the throne of heaven. What does that mean?
미래 문제 해결.
It's your future problem.
다 끝낸 거요.
It's finished.
이 언약을 딱 붙잡으시오.
Hold on to this covenant.
여기 여러분 주역입니다.
You are the main figures of this.
지금부터 시작. 잘 안 되거든. 잘 안 됩니다. 계속 안 돼도 되는 겁니다.
Even if it does not seem to be taking place very well, it's all right. You're in the process of that, so just keep going.
이렇게 좋은 기도가 나는 옛날에 왜 그래 안 되든지 정시기도 내가 또 까먹고 정시기도 또 까먹고 밥은 안 까먹으면서 계속 까먹고.
This is the greatest prayer to pray, but why was it that I continue to fail to remember how to pray this prayer? Every single prayer, I'd forget it again. I never forgot my meals, but I would always forget this prayer.
아이고, 막 그 시간 얼마나 힘들든지 말이오. 그냥 돌아다니기 좋지. 그냥 생각할 것도 많고 말이오.
And that time. That time of prayer for me was so difficult, so arduous. There was so
아, 차라리
much
음악 듣는 시간이고 책 보는 게 낫지. 뭘 그 시간을 그걸 기도를 합니까?
So many places to go, so much music to listen to, so many books to read.
나 기도 몰라가.
And I felt that way because I didn't know what prayer was.
기도는요, 성사면의 능력이 내게 임하는 겁니다.
Prayer 그렇죠? is a time in which the power of the Triune God comes upon
나중에
me.
나중에 알았어요.
I found this out much
보좌의
later.
보좌의 능력이 내게 임하는 거예요.
A time for the power of the throne to come upon me.
이 우주의 힘이 내게 돌아오고.
The collective strength of the entire universe to come upon me and then also to relay it. That's intercessory prayer.
이제 이 기도를 시작했는데요. 이때부터 달라지기 시작합니다.
I began this prayer and from that point on everything began to change.
감히 그분을 지금 조롱하고 있는 겁니다. 그러나 성경에 예언돼 있어요.
But here we see in this passage these people ridiculing the Lord of that prayer, but we see that he prevails.
모든 민족을 이끌 것이라.
That he will lead.
예수님 말씀하셨죠.
All the people of all the nations.
이 주목 눈을 여러분은 주역입니다.
That's what Jesus says, and this you are the main figures to enjoy this blessing.
꼭 기억하세요.
So you must remember this.
응답 없다. 마지막으로 기억해야 되는 우리 하다 보면 응답이 뭔지 모를 수 있잖아요.
If you lack answers, this is the final thing you must remember. At times, we may not even know what the true answer is.
하박국 선지자 물었습니다.
Prophet Habakkuk asked,
왜 기도 응답되지 않습니까?
Why are my prayers not being answered?
왜 의인이 고난 당합니까?
Why do the righteous suffer?
저 악한 자를 바로 죽이지 왜 두십니까?
And why do you leave the wicked be? Why don't you just take their lives?
하나님은 이렇게 대답하셨어요.
And this is what the Lord replies.
내 말을 돌판에 새기라.
Inscribe my words upon stone.
달려가면서도 볼 수 있도록 돌판에 새기라.
Inscribe it on stone so that even as you run by, you can read it.
뭔 말이죠?
What does that mean?
영원히 남아 있는 말씀을 확인해라.
Confirm the eternal word of God.
네 고난 당하느냐? 잠시일 것이다.
Are you experiencing suffering? It's fleeting.
그 말이요.
That's what he's saying.
악한 자가 괜찮게 보이느냐? 잠시일 것이다.
Does it appear as though the wicked are prospering? It is also temporary.
저 포로되 갈 때 하나님 뭐라고 말씀합니까?
When they were taken as captives, what did God tell them?
너희는 높은 산에 올라가서 말해라.
Climb up to the high mountaintops and proclaim.
지붕에 올라가서 말해라.
Go upon the rooftops and shout.
예, 듣도록 말해라 이 말이요.
So that all can hear.
나 여호와의 말씀은 영원히 설이라고 말해라.
That the word of the Lord stands forever.
다 어려움 당하면 안 믿어지잖아요.
But when we experience trouble and problems, we can't.
웬일입니까?
We can't believe this.
마지막 요한이 뱀이 울거리는요 죽음에서 밤모섬으로 유배타가 되네.
We see John. He's expelled. He's exiled to the Patmos Island, where it's filled with serpents.
그때에 되어질 모든 환상을 보여줬잖아요.
But there, God reveals to him all the visions of what will come to be in the future.
그 보고 나니까 걱정 안 되죠. 모든 되어질 걸 다 보여줘 환상을.
And after seeing the vision of all the things that will be brought to fruition, that we brought to bear, he's no longer worried at all.
그 중에 요한에게 제일 마음에 남았던 게 뭘까요?
And among all those visions, what do you think remained the most in his heart?
그걸 물어봐야 알겠죠. 그냥 저는 남은 게 있어요.
We should ask him to find out his opinion, but there's something that remains most for me.
요한계시록 8장 1절에서 5절입니다.
It's Revelation 8:1-5.
저는 제 마음에 딱 남더라고요.
And I found this very believable in my heart.
뭐냐?
What is it?
여러분의 기도가 하나도 빠지지 않고 하나님 앞에 그릇에 담겨요.
All of your prayers are contained in golden censers and delivered to God.
그래서 틀린 기도 하지 마라. 틀린 기도는 하나님 앞에 진짜 올바른 기도는 당기는 거예요.
So don't pray the incorrect prayer. Pray the genuine prayer that is contained within these censers to be delivered before the Lord.
그걸 요한이 본 거예요.
That's what John was able to see in his vision.
누가 이겼습니까?
Who will prevail?
우리는 이 응답의 주역입니다.
We are the main figures of this answer.
시작하세요.
So begin this.
기도하겠습니다.
Let us pray.
하나님께 감사드립니다.
God, we thank you.
우리를 사람 살리는 주역으로 부르심을 감사드립니다.
We thank you for calling us as main figures to save others.
지금이 사실 영적 전쟁인데 그 이기는 주역으로 부르심을 감사드립니다.
There's a spiritual battle that's taking place right now. We thank you for calling us as the main figures to prevail inside of that battle.
이제는 세계 교회들까지 흑암을 따라가고 있습니다. 막는 자 되게 해 주옵소서.
We see that nowadays there are even churches that are following after the forces of darkness. Help us to stand as the ones who will block that.
예수 그리스도 이름으로 기도하옵나이다.
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.